So this is a question about, in a mixed economy, the conflict between one's own self-interest in, let's say, in this case, in the continued existence of a public school, because that's the only educational option for people around. And if the school goes away, the value of your property decreases, and then you have fewer customers to shop in your business. So you have an incentive to see this school do well. But the only way the school is going to do well is if you and others vote for an increase in taxes, which the questioner understands is a violation of rights and is a use of coercive force on people in order to fund this school. And these are the kind of dilemmas that happen all the time in a mixed economy. This is one of the evils of a mixed economy, is it places the interests of people in conflict. They're inherently in conflict. So your interests and the interests of taxpayers and others are now in conflict, and politics allows you to play off of that. The mixed economy creates these conflicts and then encourages them. Now, in this case, I think the answer is fairly simple. I don't think you have a right to impose your wanting the school to continue on other people. I don't think you have a right to increase other people's taxes so that your business does better. I mean, that's clearly wrong. So imagine this, we didn't have a mixed economy. Imagine this was a private school in a private world with no government involvement in this sector, and the private school went out of business. Well, your business would suffer. I mean, that's just a reality. That's just a fact of reality. And, you know, in that sense, your interest at that moment would decline. But, you know, you could say then, well, I could force the school to stay open. Well, but yes, your financial interest might be preserved short term, but your whole conception of society would be destroyed. Your whole sanction of force would be established. And therefore, long term, everything's going to suffer. Your life is going to suffer. You're going to lose your integrity. So this is wrong. And it's not in your self-interest. So again, if you conceive of your self-interest as broader than my financial interest in this particular store, but if you think about it in the context of the level of taxes, if you do this, other people do the same to you, the level of freedom in society, the kind of world you want to live in, the kind of society you want to live in, you cannot vote for increasing taxes on other people. You can benefit from the business that it generates at a school or anything or any other project that you might. You own a construction company. Should you get everybody to fund the new construction project that the government is going to do because you're going to get the contract? It's the same thing. It's wrong. What you should be advocating for, both in your vote and in your advocacy, is for freedom, for getting government out of these businesses, including out of education.